Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner is calling on Congress to replenish the Federal Highway Trust Fund to fix and upgrade the city's interstates. As WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, Miner says the fund's stability has implications for the future of Interstate 81.
Whatever the decision on Interstate 81 in Syracuse is, money to rebuild or remove it will come from multiple sources. One of those being the federal government. Miner stood in front of the noisy viaduct Thursday to tell representatives in Congress the Highway Trust Fund is the base of that funding source.
It is time for them to solve this problem and get revenue in there for the future of 81, for roads and bridges across our country.
Several other mayors around the nation made similar pitches. The Highway Trust Fund is set to run out of money at the end of May. The gas tax usually funds public transit and road repairs, but those collections are shrinking because people are driving more fuel-efficient cars, and new transportation bills have stalled in Congress. The I-81 project is estimated to cost anywhere from several hundred million dollars to over a billion, depending on which option is chosen. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.